WTLA North Syracuse, WSGO Oswego, W249BC Mattydale, W261AC Oswego, WTKWHD2 Bridgeport, ESPN Radio.
I've been around a lot longer.
Yeah, that's true. You do have a cockroach effect.
Can't get rid of them.
Donovan McNabb is with us today.
CJ Fair joins us.
We are joined to open the show by Josh Black.
Just overall competition, right? That's exactly what we needed for this team.
1-10 is not something you really want to use as fuel.
If Steve got in a fight, I'd come to his defense because he's my bro.
If you were on the ropes, I would have stepped in. You didn't need my help.
Hands off. Tucker feels his way in around his own man, and he scores untouched. It's a touchdown for Sean Tucker.
This is Orange Nation with Stephen Fonte and Pauly Sebelia.
Good afternoon, everyone. Stephen Fonte with you. We'll be joined by Pauly Sebelia coming up in the next segment. Pauly working from home again. Three guests lined up for you on the show today. We'll work in reverse order. Coming up at 1:30, Brandon Steiner, founder and CEO of BidCX.com and Athlete Direct. He'll come on with us to talk all things sports memorabilia. He'll talk some NIL with us as well. Looking forward to get Brandon Steiner's thoughts on that. We'll be joined at 12:30 by the Wildcat Pizza Pub. Have some free pizza in studio, I would assume. Looking forward to that. Missed out on that last week. We'll take your phone calls at any time, 315-437-7644. And I want to let everybody know we've got tickets to give away to Syracuse, Albany. We've got, three pairs of tickets, Jordan?
Two pairs today. I'm going to save a pair for tomorrow because it's Friday fun day.
Fair enough. So we got two pairs of tickets to give away. Listen for your chance to win. Jordan has, what I'm told, some very easy questions for Syracuse Albany tickets, so stay tuned for that. And our third guest today, which is actually our first one, but I did them in reverse order, we've got the head coach of SU, Dino Babers, set to join us here momentarily. Practice just wrapping up. Brent unable to meet with Dino today, so we'll have him on our show right off the top. And with that in mind, let's go to our guest line. And let's bring on the head coach of the Orange, Dino Babers, brought to you every week by Empower Federal Credit Union. Dino, how are you today?
Good, Steve. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and we start with some good news. We know that you came into close contact with somebody who tested positive for COVID last week. You were waiting on a test result, and we now know that test result came back negative this morning. I'd imagine you're relieved, and one less thing you got to worry about this week?
Yeah, you know, it's the main thing is that, A, I'm allowed to do my job. B, it was nothing internal. It was an external thing, and it was something I couldn't get away with. I mean, it was something about people I had to be around from contractual reasons. So, you know, I'm glad it wasn't my team, my staff, or any member that's going to have an opportunity to help us play our best on Saturday. I'm looking forward to going to the game.
And this reminds us all, Dino, that, you know, protocols are in place for a reason, right? They're designed to keep everybody safe. You came in close contact with somebody, but you were doing the right things. And, you know, lo and behold, you tested negative. Are you comfortable with everything SU has in place and the ACC has in place? Because it seems like these protocols are doing a nice job keeping everybody safe.
I really believe the ACC has the best protocols on what's going on. I mean, I really think that we've had this thing nailed from the very beginning. Now, some people participate more than others in the protocols, and I'll just end it at that. But for the ones who have adopted, the bottom line attitude of what the ACC has put out, I think they've done a great job.
And one more on this, you know, Syracuse University released a statement this morning, obviously saying that you had tested negative, but using that statement to remind fans, you know, wear a mask inside the dome, do your part as well. I know that you and the players were very much looking forward to having fans back in the building last Saturday, and they really seemed to make a difference at times, didn't they?
Well, they make a difference. There's no doubt about it. It's a game that needs to be played in front of the community, in front of the alumni base, in front of the fans. And we were excited to have our 12th man back. We were disappointed we couldn't give him the W, but we're going to work extra hard this weekend.
All right, and with that in mind, I know you've had a chance certainly to dissect the game tape by now from that loss to Rutgers. What are some of your takeaways, Dino, as a coaching staff, as you look to learn from that loss moving forward?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the thing that's glaring at everyone is you can't lose two-thirds of the game versus a good opponent and expect to win the game. And, you know, we lost the kicking game. I think we lost the battle on offense. You know, we had some calls that could have gone our way that didn't go our way. And when you put those three things against you, it's going to be difficult to win against a good opponent.
All right, offensively, as you mentioned, it was a struggle, and you know, our listeners have debated on this show, you know, what's the biggest issue? Is it quarterback play? Is it offensive line? Is it receivers not getting open? You touched on that on Monday during your weekly press conference. I guess my question to you, Dino, is if it's a combination of all those things, is that something that can be fixed in season? And you know, as the head coach, how do you go about fixing that in season?
I think the biggest thing is we have to find the continuity. Something to hang your hat on. We had a fantastic run game the first game, and then we get against Rutgers, and we tried to run the ball. It was difficult to run the ball on them. We had some success, but the main thing is you're not going to be complete until you have two facets rocking and rolling, and we got to be able to throw the ball and run the football. And when I say throw the ball, it's not that I don't like guys to be, you know, high percentage, but every once in a while you got to be able to take some shots.
You know, you mentioned the run game. Sean Tucker had the one touchdown with a nice run on the ground. He didn't have a carry after that for the final 20 minutes. Did touch the ball a couple times out of the backfield in the passing game. Was it something Rutgers was doing defensively that, you know, that you guys shied away from you know, handing the ball off to him down the stretch of that game?
No, down the stretch, we had a bunch of reads. One of the runs where the quarterback took off, and I think he got somewhere between 20 and 40 yards on a run. That was one where we stuck it in Sean's belly and then pulled it out because everybody was chasing Sean. So, you know, we have the ability to read runs, and we have the ability just to come back and hand the ball off. And against Rutgers, it was difficult to move them on just saying that we're going to run the ball, come stop us, neener, neener, neener. We had to get into some of our read game, and they were taking away Sean, so some quarterbacks and stuff, and other people were getting opportunities to make plays.
Fair enough. And, you know, another hot topic on this show, Dino, of course, I'm sure you're aware, the quarterback play and the quarterback plan. And we saw both last week, right? We saw Garrett Schrader come on for three drives towards the end of the first half, you know, mostly Tommy in the opener. How is this going to work against Albany? And, you know, I don't expect you to reveal any secrets on the show here, but is it something that's predetermined? Do you have a predetermined plan in place, or is it based on who's doing well? Is it kind of a feel thing, I guess, going into Saturday? And are both guys aware of the plan at this point?
Both guys are aware of the plan, and the plan is predetermined. But I also you have to have liberties to change the plan if need be. But they both know what my thoughts are, and we'll exercise that. And then after this game, we're going to have to decide.
One more on the quarterbacks before we move on to the defense. In regards to Garrett Schrader, you saw him for three drives against Rutgers. Two of those drives started inside your own 15-yard line, and then the one that started, you know, outside, you know, of the 15, you guys were able to move the ball and get in position for field goal range. Do you feel like you have a full grasp of what Garrett can bring to the table, or do you feel like, you know, based on the fact you couldn't really go live scrimmaging in the preseason, do you feel like you're still evaluating him at this point?
If I wasn't still evaluating him, I would have already made a decision. This is, you know, I don't enjoy doing this at all. I really don't like doing this. I don't like splitting reps with the starting quarterback, and I don't like playing people on schedule. I want to play the guy that's clearly the best to me. I've been in a situation where I cannot define who is clearly the best, but it's also a time to make a decision. So we'll play this game, and then we'll make some decisions, and we'll move on with the season.
All right, so do you expect to have a true starting quarterback in place, you know, going into the Liberty game, or is that kind of up in the air at this point? Is that your plan, to figure it out here in the Albany game?
It would be really good that when we start our ACC season that, you know, we've got one guy that's a starter and another guy ready to come in if the starter's not doing so good. That'd be great.
All right, I want to move on to the defense. And Dino, the defense has been terrific. You know, held Rutgers to under 200 total yards. What do you attribute this improvement to, this big jump that the defense has taken from last year to this year? What's the biggest reason for that in your mind?
Well, I think, first of all, Coach White gets some credit. Those defensive coaches get some credit as well. We've had, we've had a lot of defensive players decide not to play anymore. And there were a lot of guys that were second-teamers that were battling to be first-teamers. And once again, as coaches, if you make it close, we're going to have to make some decisions. And if it's going to be close, the decision may not go your way. Your job is not to make it close, so we can't make the decision that you don't like. But I thought that so far, you know, we've got four starting linebackers because four of them are so good that they basically all split reps. We rotate reps with those defensive linemen, especially those super seniors that are coming back. They're doing a heck of a job, and, you know, we're young as heck on the back end. So, you know, those guys, the defensive coaches, have done a nice job of making evaluations. It looks like they made the right evaluations, and we're moving forward with those people.
And speaking of the back end, I know you were asked about Garrett Williams on Monday. You said you didn't really know for sure his status heading into Saturday. At that point, we're, what, about 48 hours away from kick. Do you have an update on Garrett Williams? Do you expect him to play on Saturday?
Garrett's been at every practice.
Okay.
He's been at every practice. He's at practice. Every practice we had, he's been there. He's a tough guy.
All right. You don't expect it to be a long-term injury, though. This is not something long-term in your mind?
When you say long-term, and first of all, if he's injured, he can't play. He could be hurt.
Right.
And he can go back on the football field. But if you're injured, you can't go back on the football field. I think he's hurting, but you can play through owies and hurts. When you're injured, I won't let you go out there.
Sure. Fair enough. Okay. Last one for you. You look ahead to Albany now. I don't need you to break down the Great Danes for us, but I am curious, Coach, in terms of what you're hoping to get out of this game. You know, we touched on the quarterbacks. Obviously, that's a big piece of it. What are you hoping to get out of this game against Albany on Saturday?
A win. I hope that we can go out and play three solid games with three solid units, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. I want to get an opportunity for the fans to get their swag back, to really like what they see and see if we can grow on that throughout the season and to really start to build that home field advantage that we need so much this year. And then for the team afterwards, after we make some hard decisions, after these games are over, for the team to come together and play as one.
All right, it is a noon kick inside the Dome on Saturday. Syracuse and Albany's the Orange looking to move to 2-1 on the season. Dino, thanks for the time. I appreciate it, and best of luck as you get ready for this game.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is. Dino Babers, brought to you every week by Empower Federal Credit Union. And with that, we'll take our first time out. Phone lines are open, 315-437-7644. My co-host, Paulie Sibilia, will join us on the other side. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.